Yeah. Well, I think this is sort of like poets. Poets can easily align themselves with the desire for the poet to be dead, you know, because the dead poet is much more easily historicized and kind of, you know, kept. It's not a revolution, kids. It's something we study as a dead science, you know, and then we can see where the beats are and count the metrics and really not be disturbed by this stuff, but just sort of dissect it quietly and you know.
And control it?
Uh-huh. Good. Yeah, yeah. And so it's sort of like, but Olson being the person who, you know, used the word proprioception, you know, in poetry. It's sort of like writing poetry with the sense that you're actually in a body enacting this poem in a real moment, you know, that alive moment can never be gotten rid of even when the poet is dead. You know, it's very hard when I think about Ted's poems, for instance, or Alan's, to talk about this guy is not dead. You know, in that work, no. You know, and it's sort of like that's the problem and the glory of poetry, you know, and it's sort of like when you see poets start to take sides with the people who would prefer the poet to be dead, it might be helping them with their, quote, career right now, but it's not helping anybody else with anything else anywhere at all.
And in 200 years, people aren't going to read that work.
Well, when we see who people were reading at Whitman's, I mean, it was like some crazy sentimental, treacly poetry was being written in Whitman's moment. The best-selling poetry in America was, I don't know that it was it work by a woman? I hate to make that easy. It was like Miss Fanny's, you know, flower box or something. It was some insane sounding, you know, like ornate chocolate box of poetry, you know, and that was like the hit. You know, Whitman was this weird guy who was like, you know, writing fake reviews of himself by Emerson. I mean, it's also like this, I think even in our world, our poetry world, I think there's kind of a, people look down a little bit on self-promotion in a way, except like, please look through history at poets that we know and love, including Alan, and what genius they were at self-promotion. I feel like it's part of, you know, it's like part of a poet's duty is to make him or herself known, you know, and to figure out a new way to do that, you know?